BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Yes, here's Wednesday's podcast. We will bamboleo cos halfway through the week. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. My friend Unlucky Gary embarks on his first ever Glastonbury. And we've got a new game for everyone bored in traffic on the way there.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Designer and Panda, hello. Right, let us help to speed your afternoon along here like we do every day, 1 till 4. You right, Chris?
I'm really good. I'm buzzing for Wednesday today.
Yes.
So yeah, we've got bumbaleo, man.
Bumbaleo to do a bit later on, just to let you know and remind you that you're halfway through the working week. Alice Levine taking on Real or No Real later. And there are so many people heading to Glastonbury right now, like Ross and his group of 9 volunteers who are just stuck in a minibus. You know when they turn the ignition off, that's not good.
Mm.
Just sat there, really. And Lindsay and Jono and Chloe and Gemma and Ash on the way to their first ever Glastonbury this afternoon.
I mean, there's a lot of people on as well who are just stuck in other traffic.
Yeah.
But haven't got Glastonbury on the other end of it. You know, which is just long.
At least with Glastonbury, there's something to look forward to
exactly.
When eventually it gets there, when you get there. But then we've got Aaron and Rebecca and Mel and Jess and Maya saying that you are the soundtrack to a very lovely pool out here in Spain. We're all excited for a bit of bumbleo in the sun.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Hey, listen, we've got a game coming up later, a new game for everyone who is stuck in the hashtag Glastonbury traffic. Royal Blood, Years and Years, coming before 1:30, and this is Disciples and David Guetta.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Royal Blood on Radio 1, top marks to Hugh Stevens for Innuendo Bingo yesterday. It was a good one. Radio 1 YouTube, if you want to see it. It's worth having a look.
Trooping the Colour on BBC 1. Now, I know people all over the country have been celebrating the Queen's 90th birthday in very different ways. But I have to say, Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs... Oof. Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs has really taken the celebrating to the next level.
Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs, once again riding Lucy Glitters, who's a real old pro. She's done the last 6 Queen's birthday parades.
All the waters yesterday, Radio 1 YouTube, if you want to see Hugh Stevens. Chris is dressed as a fox for some reason, in like a fox onesie.
Yeah, it's good to jazz it up, isn't it? Dress up for the occasion and that.
Yeah, Hugh Stevens is in all his Glastonbury gear, which he'll be wearing when he's there this weekend. Radio 1 YouTube channel for Hugh Stevens in your bingo. Tomorrow we've got another bingo, and it's Olympic diver Chris Mears, who, do you remember, a while back sent us an apology because he couldn't make it. But so this is the rescheduled date tomorrow.
And he stuck to his word, to be fair to him. He stuck to his word.
Yeah.
And this is despite the fact the Olympics is coming, he's still willing to come on and play the game. That's pretty awesome.
So Chris Mears tomorrow at 1:45. Let us know if you're looking forward to that. Remember, you can watch it as well on the Radio 1 website as it's happening. And we'll slam a video up for you later as well.
With that in mind, what is the crack tomorrow? Because so many people have tweeted me asking if I'm going to don swimwear for it,
right.
Which I can assure you I'm not.
Right.
But is that what is happening?
The thing is, I've got a theory about this. I reckon he wears Speedos underneath at all times.
All time.
Just in case. You know, like Superman. So like, if there's a diving problem that needs to be solved, he can just rip off the trousers and there he's ready.
Yeah. I guess it's his work clothes, isn't it?
It is his work clothes. It's like when people from like Strictly come in or something, they'll normally wear a glittery dress. Mm. It's the same. Those are his work clothes. It's not weird.
Yeah, well... It's kind of like, it's a weird thing to ask someone, isn't it?
I'm not going to ask him. Keep
no,
it classy,
but you're not
Chris.
Asking, not just him, me. I'm not going to, even if you ask me and put pressure on me, I'm not going to wear Speedos for the occasion tomorrow, I don't think.
I just reckon he's wearing them at all times underneath his trousers. Like, even a slight hint of water. Like, maybe if he walks past a puddle on a rainy day, rip, off come the trousers, he's there in the Speedos, ready.
Yeah.
Ready to, yeah.
So how are we going about this tomorrow then? Is this something we're asking if he's doing? Should maybe he give us notice or like what? Should we just deal with it tomorrow?
I think deal with it tomorrow. But those are his work clothes, so it's not strange to ask that. But you should ask it, really, not me, if anyone.
Chris. So what does he mean? Chris. Hi, Chris. Just a quick question here.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, will you be wearing Speedos?
He is a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, he's all. Yeah, I've Google imaged him. He's always in them.
Hmm. Anyway, Chris Mears tomorrow at 1:45. Listen and watch for Innuendo Bingo. I'm looking forward to having him on.
BBC Radio One.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is weird. Someone says, just FYI, my ex used to wear Speedos every day under his trousers, whether it was rain, hail or shine. Said his legs were too skinny without them. It's only sounding weird to me now. At what part did that not sound weird at the time?
Your legs were too skinny. Well, no, the ex's legs were too skinny unless he was wearing Speedos.
But they're waffer thin Speedos.
Don't say waffer, but I think the...
Why not waffer?
I don't know.
Waffer thin?
Waffer thin. I think is that because the Speedos would then stick to the legs a bit more?
I don't know. People are weird. Hey, how about wearing one of those like striped bathing costumes off of the 1920s? Have you seen the ones I mean?
Yeah.
Like an all-in-one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Also, is it weird if I get him to sign a pair of, say, Speedos? Because that is like asking someone to sign your pants, isn't it? But because he's a swimmer, I think it would be good merchandise to
keep. Not a swimmer.
Diver.
Don't like it when you make
a
mistake.
Is that a problem?
It's
that
a
really
real problem.
Is he a rubbish swimmer then?
No, he's a good diver. Olympics.
Oh, yeah, but a rubbish
Olympic style.
Can he not swim?
He can swim.
He can dive, but he can't
if you
swim.
Say, it's like with Tom Daly. If you go, oh, you're a swimmer, he's like, I'm a diver, actually. It's a real problem. Hold up, Beyonce and Mr. Probs coming next on Radio 1. It's 1:30. Here's Newsbeat with Rick Kelsey.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Miracle Aligner, this is Last Shadow Puppets. You're listening to BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. If you're on the way to Glastonbury right now, we've got a game for you later in the hashtag Glastonbury traffic. But please be aware that if you are going to the festival, one of the world's most unlucky people is also on his way. Unlucky Gary, my mate. Bad things happened to him. Remember if he went out for a day of sightseeing in London once and got kettled for 5 hours because of the student protest?
That's right,
yeah. Wasn't allowed to be moved from one particular sealed-off area. Just wanted to see Big Ben and that. And then there was that time where a man asked him for directions in the street and then fell on him, taking him and himself to the ground.
Yeah, there was some incident as well with some money that he found, wasn't there?
Yeah, he found a 500 euro note on the street, and then some boys on bikes behind him went, "Oi, mate, that's mine." He went, "Okay, then," and gave it to them.
Immediately handed it over.
Yeah.
Is it all sorts of unlucky stuff with Unlucky Gary?
So much. I don't know where he is, so the reception might be a bit dodged, but let's try and speak to him now. Hi, Gary.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, you sound in good spirits.
Yeah, not too bad.
Anything bad happened yet?
I woke up at like 4 a.m. thinking I haven't been actually sent a ticket, but apparently we get them given out on the coast, so...
Oh, that sounds very, very much like a gamble that I wouldn't want to be taking.
I mean, it's... Don't worry, lads, you'll get them on the coach
at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
You haven't got a ticket?
No, we're on the coach.
Where are the tickets?
I don't know. Maybe the other end.
Yeah, maybe the other end.
Hopefully.
If you're someone who's so unlucky as it is, why do you chance your luck so much?
Taking a risk.
Well, how's the experience on the coach at the moment, Unlucky Gary?
The coach is, it's like a coach from the 70s. There's, like, mould everywhere. Chewing gum on the back of the seat.
Nice.
Since I've got on, I've been dying for the toilet, and there's no toilet.
No toilet.
No, and there's people eating like mango chunks and falafel around us. Really posh people.
Are they posh?
Really posh.
Yeah, you need a hashtag Glastonbury wee, don't you? Bad.
Yeah, I need a wee.
What are they eating? Mango chunks and falafel?
Yeah, all that. Surrounded by that.
Are people annoying you, Gary? Or are you the annoying one?
I think they're annoying, not me.
Yeah.
Right. Who's been the most annoying?
Falafel girl.
Right.
So, okay. She sat next to you right now. Is she hearing all this?
No, she can't hear.
I mean, it doesn't sound too bad apart from the 70s coach and the annoying posh people.
The lack of ticket.
Yeah, but you keep sending me pictures of all the mud, the queues and the traffic. So I know what's to come.
It is unlucky that you've been caught in a lot of traffic, but that isn't just because you're unlucky, Gary.
Everyone is.
Everyone's caught in a bit of traffic going to Glastonbury. So, big question then. How excited are you for Glastonbury?
I'm more nervous than excited, I think.
I think a lot of people have that. This is like slight nerves about... Because you've never been to a festival like this.
No, first one. And I'm here for 5 days.
Yeah, true. It doesn't really properly start to Friday, right?
It's premature.
What footwear have you got? Because I'm concerned.
Wellies.
You've got wellies and that's it?
Yeah. just wellies.
People aren't lying when they say that it is about 500 times the size of a normal festival, so I'm glad that you've bought appropriate footwear.
Yeah. You know what, on nights out, I just leave like you do.
Yeah.
And I won't be able to do that here.
No, you can't leave Glastonbury. And Gary, yeah. You Houdini all the time on a night out. You just, like, go.
Oh, Houdini to, like, a Portaloo or something.
But, yeah, you need to go up to the healing fields. They'll never find you there.
Gary, are you properly prepared as well, like, in terms of battery life on your phone? Because obviously we'll want to catch up with you a fair few times. Mm. How are you going to ensure you've got enough battery on your phone? Have you thought about that?
I've got 2 battery packs.
So well done.
I'll keep off the apps.
Yeah, keep off the apps, because that's just going to drain you.
Yeah, I'll keep off.
And in terms of resources for yourself, have you packed yourself some ways of cleaning? I mean, have you got wet wipes? I mean, how are you planning on keeping clean?
2 packs of wet wipes. That's about it, really, for 5 days.
Gary, I've got a favour to ask. I think you're going to end up eating a lot of interesting stuff whilst you're there. Would you be willing to keep a food diary?
Yeah, I'm up for that. It won't be mango chunks or falafel.
No, it really won't.
Yeah, I think it would just be fascinating to see what a person's going to go through food-wise at Glastonbury over 5 days. That would be quite cool.
Make sure you keep a food diary. Also, obviously, those 2 battery packs are going to run out at some point. So do you want a top Glastonbury tip of where to charge your phone?
Go on.
Go up to the teepees in the nudist compound.
You have to be nude, though.
Well, it's £20 for a wristband for the entire thing. I've got cold showers and phone chargers and hammocks. And if you don't mind lounging around naked, that's the place to go to charge.
I might do that.
All right.
They've got cold showers in the nudist compound.
Yeah.
But if you're nude, you're already quite cold, right? Last thing you need is a cold shower, is it?
Who cares? You can charge your phone.
Good point.
Obviously, this is like the biggest festival in the world, or one of them. It's the size of a city. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acts on. Some people you've never heard of, but also some of the biggest bands and artists in the world. Everyone wants to play this festival. And the really good thing about it is you get to experience so many new artists and experiences that you've never, never seen before. So, Gary, on your first Glastonbury, who are you most looking forward to seeing?
Mainly Jess Glynn, really.
Jess Glynn?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right. Well, listen. We'll check in with you tomorrow when hopefully you'll be there.
Okay. I'll be in the nudist field.
Yeah. All right. Charging your phone. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Oh, this is going to be so good.
He is the perfect man on the ground.
This is going to be so good.
We're going to get the real Glastonbury experience through him, I feel.
The Scott Mills Daily. And I keep on
climbing up. Levels. Nick Jonas on BBC Radio 1.
I'm concerned about Unlucky Gary. Why? Just in general.
He's got 2 battery packs and some wellies. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you just know he hasn't charged the battery packs. I worry that we're not going to be able to catch up with him because he's going to run out of battery.
That
also,
could be
you
the
know
last
him,
time.
Right? He'll be on the apps.
Oh, he really will.
He's
be
one
on
of those that still likes to check in constantly wherever he is on Facebook. Yeah. He's the mayor of several different things.
Yeah.
He's one of those that earns badges for the amount he checks in on Facebook.
Yeah. He's still getting the badges there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always checking in, isn't he? I mean, yeah, that could be the last time we ever speak to him.
Yeah, which is just, he's going to get lost.
Oh, don't.
He's going to end up in some random bit of the festival. He's going to get confused.
Oh, don't.
I mean, it could be any number of things.
I have warned him about various things. I've said that, like, if you need, like, because there will be a point, right, where you just don't have any more charge. I've told him to go to the church tent, because if you lose all your mates, you go in there and it's basically a marquee and it's filled with like nice welcoming ladies and tea and blankets.
Okay.
So it's quite comforting if you've lost everything.
What I want from Unlucky Gary is a glorious photo. I want the Unlucky Gary photo from Glastonbury. I want him in front of the mainstay, in amongst everyone.
Yeah.
An amazing picture. I want him to try get this epic. I want him to have an epic moment at Glastonbury, which
so
I'm sure he will.
I also want to hear about all the disasters, obviously. Yeah, right. And if you've been in traffic now longer than any of your relationships because of Glastonbury, we've got a little game for you coming up later. Just for people in hashtag Glastonbury traffic.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we're halfway through the week. We like to play Bumbaleo by Gypsy Kings and everyone just loses their minds. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado.
I missed this last week.
Oh, yeah, it was with Matt.
Could you give a little shout out to my Miguel Pujol? Would you mind?
Yeah, okay.
Best shout out ever.
Some of the best bits from the show here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's your crack?
It's big.
Right.
My mum is the tired, dated hen. Definitely.
I didn't say that.
A tired, dated hen.
Get out and take your dogs with you, you pirate.
Hello, my name's Barto Joly de Lobinière. I'm from London and I'm studying history.
What's that? University Challenge.
US rapper Macklemore and his mum will crash your wedding for $5,000.
How much for just the mum?
Nine choices better than me. Tell my name, shut up. Mention my name in your tweets. Oi, rude girl, shut up.
Not a choice. Yes.
So Matt Brown is having a cheeky mid-afternoon bumbleo in mid-Wales. Everyone travelling to Benidorm for Kirsty's birthday. Hi there. Bumbleoing by the pool in Spain in the blazing sun. That's just perfect. Aaron, Rebecca, Mel, Jess and Maya. On the other side of it, there's Richard bumbleoing while moving bags of dog poo in Spalding.
Oh, it's not glamorous, is it? Becky in Sussex, back from 2 weeks in Canada and so bored of work bumbleoing in Canadian spirit.
Bumbleoing his spreadsheets off is Chris in Letchworth. James bumbleoing in a tractor in Wales. Get ready to lose your mind. It's halfway through the week. Joe is bumbleoing in a Birmingham hotel room. 8 hours in traffic and we can see the TPs on the horizon, says Amy in hashtag Glastonbury traffic.
Someone with no name on the text. Scott and Chris, I'm going nuts. Birthday bumbleoing in granddad's car. He's 20 today. Big yes. up.
Just spat my Bakewell slice all over my keyboard. Loving Bumbleo Wednesday, just don't know how to spell it. And Mel eating fajitas in Dover.
It's more a Tuesday thing, isn't it?
Fajita Tuesday. Come on, where are you?
Where are you?
Lucy off of Bolton, the dog walker, bumbling her puppies off.
They got the dog walkers.
Is it that time? It is.
40 of those.
And one more time. Let's go! Today, for me, is Friday, because I'm off to New York tomorrow, says Holly.
Shout out to the Welsh girls travelling to Bristol for Saz's birthday.
Ashley in Cardiff, not in Glastonbury traffic, and very happy about it.
Shout out to Uncle Trev, mowing in the tractor right now in Nuneaton.
Ed is bumbleoing his backside off at a sunny South Devon college. I think that'll do us for this week. Good Bumbleo Wednesday today.
I'll see. Blazing!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, this is Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and that is Drake, Wizkid and Kyla, One Dance. Okay. Don't want to be smug, but it's going well for me this week.
2-0 to you so far, right?
Can things get better for Chris on bangers?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Howie.
Hello.
Delivery driver from Portsmouth, but at the moment on the M1 in Sheffield.
I am.
What do you deliver? Everything and anything?
Pretty much all those big antique furniture and stuff.
Okay, what have you got in the van right now, Howie?
It ranges from a kitchen sink to an organ.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you've actually got a kitchen sink in there.
Like piano?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Fine, yeah.
On bangers, who do you normally pick?
When you started doing the bangers, it was Chris, because he did come out some really good stuff. But quite lately, it's been you, Scott.
Yeah, he's run out.
I don't know. I think last couple of days, actually, Scott's haven't been amazing. Mine haven't been amazing either. But I don't think either of us are kind of right on it this week yet.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So, Chris, you can go first.
All right. Okay, Howie, I've got this choice for you. I want it to last. Beats Twin Atlantic, Make a Beast of Myself. What a tune. And this is a good one.
It is good.
It's not bad.
Beast of Myself.
I love this. Or you could have Scott's choice.
Yeah, you can have this if you want. Very different.
Wow.
Classic Beyonce, Sean Paul, Baby Boy. It's up to you, Howie.
Yeah, Howie, you've got a massive choice today. There's a lot of bored people queuing in traffic right now on the way to Glastonbury. Make the right choice, Howie.
You're right. They are two very good songs. And there are a lot of people queued in traffic for Glastonbury. But I think the better to get everyone in a better mood, because it's more upbeat, would be Scott.
Yeah!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Queen.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to lower my game.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, that's the words of a loser.
Where do you think we are? The R&B room of Oceana?
What's wrong with it?
Charlie Sloth's on later.
It's good.
It's old.
It's good. Yeah, all the Twin Atlantic fans. All the Twin Atlantic fans on. Hating me right now. Okay, that's what Howie decided.
This really is a case. I don't deserve to be 3-0 down this week, I don't think. You know, you were away last week on holiday and you said you came back with a load of new songs because you'd spent a night at Jack from All Time Low's club.
That wasn't one of them.
Right.
Yesterday's was Fall Out Boy. I actually heard that in there.
Yeah.
Julie in Aberdeenshire says, actually, Twin Atlantic would have been much better for getting the Glastonbury traffic people pumps today. I can't argue with Howie's decision.
I think on the balance of things, I think Howie's heard Twin Atlantic and he suddenly thought, do you know what? That's not the most exciting choice I could have made. But I that song would have been so good right now.
Beyonce sounded good, though. Really good. Okay, so... 3-0.
I know, and now I've got the fear.
3-0 to me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Craig David, and one more time on BBC Radio 1. All day, hashtag Glastonbury traffic has been trending because there are so many people just stuck in their cars or on a coach for hours trying to get to the festival.
It's a rubbish hashtag as well, that, isn't it?
It is a bit.
It's not one you want to see if you're on the way.
But you know what? When you get there, in 21 hours, it's going to be really fun.
Mm.
For now, not so much. I mean, there are some horror stories on Twitter, and what I suggest you do is turn off all social media if you are on your way to Glastonbury at the moment, because it's only going to depress you.
Yeah, and if you do see a hashtag like Glastonbury traffic, there's not an assumption that it's good news.
I know, but you still click on it, don't you?
It's not like, oh, hashtag Glastonbury traffic. It's going to tell me that everything is fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going really well.
The great thing is, though, for us, there are lots of people right now with absolutely nothing to do, and they're all at our disposal.
Mm, captive audience.
Yeah. So hello, if you are in that traffic right now, there's a lot of it. What we've done is we've got lots of people on the phone here now. We've not spoken to any of them. We're putting them straight on, so good luck, everyone. But they're all at our disposal, all with one thing in common. They are hashtag Glastonbury traffic. They're in the jam.
But they're in it together. I like that we can just take advantage of this situation this as well. We've seen hashtag Glastonbury traffic, thought, brilliant, there's something that we can all enjoy for this.
So what we're going to do is get some people on and ask how far away their sat-nav says they are from the event. And Chris and I are going to pick a phone line at random and guess whether those people are further or nearer than the previous caller. It's a simple game of higher or lower.
Mm. I went to our local fair the other day, right? And they did this game involving cards. And you stood to win 10p if you got right to the end. It was big, Scott. It was a big moment.
You don't even get 10p on this.
No.
Bearing in mind, we are putting these people straight on. We've not spoken to them or vetted them. So anything can happen. Not done this for a while. So it's Glastonbury higher or lower in the Glastonbury traffic. 10 lines are available, Chris. Which one would you like?
I'm not sure. For a second there, sorry, you sounded like Matt Edmondson with a game like this.
Okay.
But no, I think it...
He's a master of the games. I'm quite happy with that.
Do you know what? He'll be kicking himself. He hasn't thought of this. It will really annoy him. You know, if he hears a game on Radio 1 that he hasn't invented,
hates
a
it.
Bit like What's My Age Again on Greg James' show,
yeah.
You just know he's at home hating on himself.
Okay.
Being bitter. Anyway, what I need to pick a line, do
yes,
I?
Yes, please.
I'm going to go line 3.
Line 3, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sophie, Woody and Jodie.
Hello.
Hello.
How long have you been stuck then, please?
For about half an hour.
Oh, that's all right.
So we set off quite late, so we're probably going to be stuck for a lot longer, I think.
All right, that's a clue.
Yeah. Mm.
Where did you come from?
We came from Leicester.
So what can you see around you?
Lots of trees and for sale signs, and we've just gone past the sign that says cider.
Right, okay.
Cider.
Wait, so it sounds like you might be in the West Country.
Yes, yeah, I think that's a strong possibility. We've just gone past a restaurant and right. More for sale signs.
That narrows it down. Okay, so you're stuck in the car. Have you got a sat-nav there?
Yes.
What's it saying? How far away are you from the event? Because you're starting our game today.
It's saying 25 minutes.
Okay, I feel that might be a lie, but...
In your dreams.
Yeah, I know, God.
But we've got to go by what the sat-nav says for this game.
Yeah, 24 minutes now.
So it says how many?
24 minutes.
24 minutes. Okay, thank you, Sophie. Yeah. I hope you get there soon. Probably not in 24 minutes.
Oh, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Have a good Glastonbury. Bye, 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 bye. Bye. Okay, right, so we've got our base now.
Yeah, so what, 24 minutes on the clock there. Scott, do you want to pick a line next then?
Yeah, I will go for line 5.
Hi!
Hello, who's that?
It's Emily. Well, Emily and Annabelle, she's driving.
She's driving, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going, please?
Well, do you know what? I don't know if we've took a sneaky backwards. I hope I've put the right place in the sat now.
Whoa. Don't tell us.
You're about to ruin the game.
Oh, right, OK. Well, it's going OK.
OK, good. That's all we need to know.
It sounds to me that she might actually not be that far, Scott.
Yeah.
But what do you reckon? Is it higher or lower than 24 minutes?
Higher or lower than 24 minutes, our first caller. I am going to say... I'm saying lower than 24 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Just because of the clue she gave. So what is it then? How many minutes away are you?
Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your game. 15.
15 minutes. How's he got that
yes.
right?
Do you know what? I think we've took a sneaky route because there's no traffic barely where we are. It's a go this way and we're just nipping in.
Yeah. Are you sure that you're going to the right place?
I hope so.
You're going to Glastonbury in some other part of the UK.
Do you think?
Or... Do you know what you found there? You found the VIP road.
Yeah.
You're on the one
Amazing.
Where all the bands are.
You're going straight in where Adele goes.
I've got ginger hair. People used to say I look like where I might get in.
Right, there we are then. That's probably what it is. Some traffic guy has seen you and been like, oh, that's Adele. Let
straight
her through.
In.
Yeah, I did say hello. And then he just said, get in.
Nice.
Right, whatever works for
right,
you.
Anyway, we need to get on with this game.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks,
good
bye.
Luck. Bye-bye.
15 minutes then. And 1 point to you, Scott.
Thank you.
So my go.
You next. What line?
I'm going to go line 7. Line 7, who's there?
This is Lauren, hiya.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi. Hello, you all right?
How are you travelling?
By coach.
Oh, making friends?
Yeah, a few, yeah. Having a social chat, you know.
Anyone annoying you?
Oh, yeah, loads.
I mean, you sound like you're in good spirits, which would suggest you've not been travelling all that long.
Well, no, we're just having a laugh. We're in the Glastonbury mood, so...
Yeah. So, anyway, where are we up to? 15 minutes. I've got to decide whether it's higher or lower than 15 minutes.
Mm.
I think it's going to be higher than 15 minutes. Lauren, how far away are you?
Not a clue.
Oh, that's not that useful for this game. Can you ask someone?
I can, but I don't think they'll know either. We're all kind of just winging it.
What about coach driver?
Yeah, coach driver.
Okay, I'll ask the coach driver. Do you know, roughly? In minutes, how far away are we? Yeah. 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes. Can you double check that, please?
He's going to get
make
angry.
Sure he's not lying.
He's not lying.
How are you 10 minutes away?
So close yet so far.
Can you actually? Can you see the place? Can you see Glastonbury?
We can see Glastonbury Tor. Reasonably.
Right. Okay. Fine. You've cost me a point there.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, then.
Have a good lesson. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
I'm gutted by this result. You're 1-0 up, so how's they 10 minutes away? I thought everyone's meant to be miles.
They won't be there in 10 minutes. I was expecting people to be like, I'm 17 hours away, and they're all like 10 minutes away.
I mean, they're all circling.
I'll tell you what, let's break for a song and let's try and find someone a bit further away, shall we?
All right, well, you're 1-0 up. You've got to find... Yeah, I mean, it's such an easy game for you. They're not going to be less than 10 minutes, are they?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here playing Wolf Alice very soon. And our track of the day still to come. So many people bored in hashtag Glastonbury traffic right now. So we're using that to our advantage with a simple higher or lower game. Me and Chris pick a telephone line at random and guess whether those people are further or nearer away than the previous caller.
What's a bit annoying about this is all the headlines are saying that people have got like 12-hour journeys to get there.
I know.
So far, everyone seems to be no more than 15 minutes away.
I'm seeing pictures of people so bored that they're getting out of their cars and playing cricket. But none of these people are coming onto this show.
Where are all of you lot? I've just got a load of liars on. All right, Scott, you've got 1 point in this game. I've got absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The last caller was 10 minutes away, apparently. Not so sure about that, but they claim to be 10 minutes away.
Well, I'm going to absolutely ace this game, aren't I? Okay.
So you've got to decide higher or lower. What line do you want?
I want line 2.
Fine.
Line 2.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Well,
how are you doing?
Are you hashtag Glastonbury traffic? Because you sound like you're in an office.
I am in Glastonbury traffic, but the coach has just got turned off. That's how bad the traffic we got. We're currently sitting under a bridge somewhere in Shropshire.
Yes, that's more like it.
Maybe a bit of a clue.
What do you mean the coach has turned off? Do you mean like they've stopped the engine, or do you mean it's just taken a different route?
I mean, they switched off the engine. We are standstill. The coach driver has walked off the coach.
I'm really feeling this going well for me, actually, this game.
God, this is going to be such an easy point. Anyway, the big question, Scott,
yes,
is Ben higher or lower away than 10 minutes?
From the Glastonbury site.
From Glastonbury site. Bear in mind, the coach has been turned off.
Chris, I'm going to say it's higher than 10 minutes away.
Do you think?
Yes. Ben, do you know how many minutes away you are?
Google Maps dictates that we are 49 minutes away from the Glastonbury Festival site at the moment.
But hang on, you said you were in Shropshire?
Not in Shropshire, we're in Somerset.
Right. But you did say Shropshire.
That was misleading.
I did say Shropshire.
Okay, but it's still higher, so yes. Another point for me. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Hope you get there soon. Love you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Right, I really need a point here. Line 1, please, Scott. Hello, line 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Woo!
You're on.
Now, you sound like you're having a good time.
No, that like the fact that she's on Radio 1 is the most exciting thing that's happened to her for about 16 hours.
Yeah, since 5 o'clock this morning, it's definitely the best thing that's happened to us.
Okay, don't say where you are.
And no. That does sound like you've got a bit of Somerset signal there.
Oh, no. Can you hear us?
Yeah, just about. But it does give me a clue. What else do I want to know? Are you how are you travelling there? Are you coach, car, horseback?
Car.
Car. Okay.
Are you driving?
I'm not driving. No.
Okay then. Right. Important question. So where are we up to? 49 minutes
away.
I've got to work out whether it's higher or lower than 49 minutes. I think this is the trickiest one yet.
Yeah.
What can you see around you?
That's not going to help.
Fields.
I reckon your sat-nav is going to say that it's lower than 49 minutes to get to Glastonbury.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Please go to the front.
Yeah, the sat-nav says 18 minutes.
18 minutes!
But it did say 20 minutes 5 hours ago, so it's definitely lying.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think what we're learning from this is sat-navs in hashtag Glastonbury traffic are telling a lot of lies right now.
Definitely.
Thanks so much, and I hope you get there soon-ish.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
You got one there, so 2-1 now. What do we do now?
How about we make this game a little bit exciting, right? Because I'm 2-1 down. I can't really get this back if we're only doing one more. So why don't we say all or nothing on the last one? Come on, live a little.
Oh, come on.
Go on, live a little.
Only because I'm winning.
Yeah, but you don't... Come on. Let's make this a proper game.
All or nothing, right?
Let's put it all down to this last one.
Okay.
Because it's 18 minutes as well.
Ooh, I feel like I'm in Las Vegas.
Honestly, I think judging by what the other answers have been, it's hard to know whether it should be higher or lower.
Okay.
Than
all right, then, all or nothing for the next one.
You get to pick the last line, though.
Okay. So the last caller was 18 minutes away from Glastonbury. Is the next one going to be higher or lower?
What line do you want?
I want line 9.
Okay, then.
Line 9, who's that?
It's Matt from Doncaster.
Yes, Matt. On the way to Glastonbury.
I'm Laura, yeah, we're on the way to Glastonbury.
Who are you with?
There's me and my girlfriend, Laura.
Coach or car? Or camper van?
We're in a car.
Is it Ramo on the back seat, just with all your stuff?
Pretty Ramo'd. We've got a spare few gaps in there to bring some stuff back.
What are you going to bring back?
I don't know, see what's cracking off on the sales in the shops, get some stuff back with us.
Oh, right.
Mate, it's not a mall. You're going to Glastonbury. See if there's any sales on.
Great attitude. See what I can bring back.
See what you can bring back. There's always stuff to bring back. A few gifts.
You do know where you're going, don't you?
That's brilliant.
Glastonbury.
Yes. Have you been there before?
No, first time is.
Right. Anyway, so, okay, higher or lower than 18 minutes away, which was our last caller from the Glastonbury site. So this is all on me. Here we go. Am I allowed to ask for any more clues?
You can ask a question or two if you want.
How long have you been travelling, please?
3.5 hours.
Whoa, okay.
From Doncaster?
From Sheffield.
Okay.
Sheffield, all right.
I'm going to say that this caller is more minutes away than the last, so I'm going to say higher. Are you higher or lower than 18 minutes away, please, caller?
Lower.
Oh, yes!
Oh no!
I've won it!
How
have I got that?
How many minutes?
6 minutes.
No,
get out! 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Right, mate, you are not going to get there in 6 minutes. I hope the shops are still open when you get there.
we're stuck already.
6 minutes away. How could he be so close?
Right, this game is flawed because he's not going to be there in 6 minutes. No way.
I really want to know. Keep us updated about how long it actually takes, because that's mad that you can be so close.
6 minutes and we've been stood for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, the callers that we've had, it's not relating to what they're saying on social media at all. There are people who have been in their car for, like, 24 days.
I know. I think sat-navs are having a mare at the moment.
Okay. So Chris wins that game. I foolishly went for all or nothing. Matt, have a great festival.
Cheers, guys.
Take love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you, love.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
Sure as Wednesday is Wednesday, Alice Levine is here with Real or No Real.
Yes!
Oh, you must be looking forward to Glastonbury so much.
It's going to be a tad damp, isn't it? A
little bit.
Oh, when are you going?
I am going Friday.
I'm jealous. I've never been to Glastonbury. I would really love to go as well.
It was my first year last year, so I feel like this year I can be a tiny bit cooler, because last year it was all brand new.
Yeah.
Whereas I kind of have got the lay of the land a little bit more.
It's just so huge, though. You can't imagine it, can you?
It's a town.
Yeah.
It's the size of a town.
Yeah. And you're on between 1 and 4 with Hugh Stevens Saturday and Sunday with all of the live music.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to be there. We're going to be bringing you live sets, but also we've got the TP sessions that we do every year. So we're going to have real special little intimate performances as well in between their main stage stuff.
Yes. Wasn't Hugh saying you've got Kiko Bunn for one of them as well? And we love him on our show. Don't we? Scott, sticky situation. That would be so good.
And these TP sessions are all nude, yes?
Yes, they're all nude. Yeah, I should have said that. I should probably have led with that.
Oh, you know, awesome. Like by the teepees is where people get knackered, though, isn't it?
Is that true?
You're obsessed with knackered Glastonbury, aren't you?
I like it. It's very free, very easy.
Mm. So how many Glastos have you done, Scott?
2.
And did you love every minute?
When the sun came out, I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah. It's just the mud on the first day. I actually got stuck at one point with Goldie looking chain.
But that is the thing, you know, when people say, oh, the best seat in the house is on your sofa. Actually, with this one, sometimes it really is, because you can just stay bone dry.
Okay, here's today's Real or No Real for you.
Katy Perry's new perfume, Mad Love, is described as smelling of dark horses, teenage dreams and fireworks.
Oh, a bit whiffy.
Yeah, what a bizarre combo.
Yeah, but they're all her songs.
Yeah, we got that.
Thank you.
Yeah, obviously, but to describe your scent as a dark horse, it's still a bit weird, isn't it? Teenage dreams. I don't know what that smells like. But that doesn't sound right.
Well, we've talked before about the smell of teenage spirit, and that wasn't good, was
it? Yeah, teen spirit off of the Nirvana song.
Thank you.
Although the smell of fireworks, very nice. Genuinely, like, that's one of the smells I really like. Also, you know smells that you shouldn't like but do?
Yeah.
Go on.
Like, if you're filling up your car, occasionally, I quite like that sort of petrol-y smell.
No, that makes me want to be sick.
I wouldn't have it as a scent.
No, I know what you mean. But I mean, I wouldn't wear it out.
You wouldn't dab it behind the ears.
No, but I know what you mean. Occasionally, yeah. It just gets you that way, right?
Yeah, scents that you shouldn't like but do.
Yeah, like, I quite like the smell of TCP.
Do you
know that medicated smell?
Do you?
Yeah.
I bet your house is awash with TCP.
Oh, yeah, got it everywhere.
Have you?
Jumbo tube.
I bet you've got all the antibacterial sprays. I just know it.
Not a single microbe in my flat.
Yeah. But bonfires and fireworks and smells like that, I think smell really, really good.
Yeah. So does Katy Perry's new perfume, Mad Love, smell of dark horses, teenage dreams and fireworks, real or no real?
Quick question about these. Don't you always think that they always end up discounted, the celeb scents?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Well, they always go a bit bargain bin, don't they?
Yeah, because I think they have limited appeal. Like, when they first come out, you're like, yes, I do want to smell like J-Lo. But then maybe 2 years down the line, not so much.
Bit stale.
I think this is no real, because I think her scent would smell of bubblegum. So I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, I think potentially it would smell of cherry chapstick, but I think this is actually real.
That one is no real.
Oh, shh.
Katy Perry's Mad Love is a real thing, but does not smell of dark horses, teenage dreams or fireworks. But it is described as smelling of luscious fruits, woods and musk. And the name Mad Love is also rumoured to be a reference to her arch pop nemesis rival, Taylor Swift.
Oh, because we used to have Mad Love.
Yeah. And next.
Professionally loud and well-respected actor Brian Blessed has voiced a number of talking toilets at this year's Glastonbury Festival.
Petrifying.
What's a talking toilet? So it just tells you what to do, does it? Wipe now!
Yeah, they have these in Japan. They talk to you, but in Japanese. So
they
no
say
idea.
All sorts, don't they?
Well, I don't know, because I can't understand it. But yeah, a toilet did talk to me once.
But what's it talking? Let's say you've got a bit of a bad tummy and things are getting a bit difficult in there. Is it like saying, no, enough? Like,
no.
What's it saying?
It just gives you different options. It's like, would you like a blow dry and all that kind of stuff?
Oh.
And it also sometimes plays music that's supposed to save you from embarrassment. So sometimes it'll be like bling, 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 while you're having a wee, just so that no one can hear.
The Japanese ones do, they will dry you as well after.
Yeah, sure, in different ways. And Brian Blessed has got quite an angry voice, hasn't he? It's shouty.
Oh, yeah, he can't whisper.
I think this is a brilliant idea. I'm going to go real.
I don't think I'd like that dulcet tone whispering at me as I'm trying to get on with things.
Hurry up, Levine.
Memory.
Come on, Levine. Can we please get you in one of those this weekend if it's true?
If it's true, I'll find one, okay?
What are you saying?
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh.
Billed as the best seats in the house, the Babbling Bogs can be found over by the Pyramid Stage at this year's Glastonbury Festival. They've been installed on site this year to raise awareness of a charity initiative. One of the talking toilets also has a daunting two-way door, which appears see-through to the person inside, but is a mirror to those on the outside.
No, that's too risky.
That is terrifying.
That's awesome.
And finally,
Zayn Malik has taken up horse riding to impress his girlfriend, Gigi Hadid.
I think Gigi sounds like the name of a horse. In fact, isn't it the name of a horse? Isn't a Gigi a horse? In some kind of...
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's... I think it's a Gigi or a Gigi. A Gigi.
A Gigi, yes. You can't call Gigi Hadid a horse.
Well, I can if her name means horse. Gigi is a horse.
Does she smell like a dark horse?
Look, would that impress Gigi Hadid? I don't know her very well.
I don't know Gigi that well, but I would say that's not the sort of thing she's into. She likes parties and stuff, doesn't she? Horse riding.
But you know what it's like in a new relationship? People do all sorts of things to impress that other person. Mm. We've all done it.
I reckon he's put himself down a cul-de-sac there, because when they first started going out, she was probably like, yeah, I really like a man who horse rides and stuff. And he's like, yeah, well, I happen to horse ride.
Now, that's exactly what's happened. And now he's had to go through with it.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've told someone before just to kind of impress them?
Yes.
Early days?
Yes.
Like what?
I claimed I didn't live with my mum and dad.
That's quite hard
to fake.
Which
then caused a real issue.
So what Malik's done here is he said, yes, I do horse ride, actually,
kind
at weekends.
Kind of thing I would have done.
Yeah. And now it's actually happening because he admitted that that was true and it wasn't.
Do you think he's had to run out and buy a pony?
Possibly, yeah, and he can afford it.
He can afford it.
Real or no real?
He's got himself a Zhiji. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real. I just don't think that's her bag.
That one is real.
This has been the worst day of my life.
Zayn and his supermodel girlfriend, Gigi Hadid, have taken up horse riding lessons together. And while Gigi has ridden horses most of her life, and by all accounts she's pretty good, Zayn is quoted as saying, I'm not very good, but I'm learning and it's fun. Confirming what we said. He just said that he was good on horseback to her to impress her.
Yeah, we've all done it.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
Oh, Alice, listen, very disappointing from you. You got absolutely nothing, but I got 30.
That's embarrassing.
Good day for me, but that is a whitewash.
Oh, right.
So you can maybe redeem yourself Saturday and Sunday at Glastonbury at 1 till 4. When
yeah,
you're on
indeed.
Air.
Me and Hugh, and I'll try and find one of those loos.
I would want you to go on the Brian Blessed toilet, if at all possible.
Okay.
Yeah, give us some good coverage, Levine.
Looking forward to hearing you at the weekend. Thanks, Alice.
Cheers, Hans.
Those are your Wednesday best bits. Download the podcast tomorrow or listen live from 1pm. Getting wet at 1:45 will be Olympic diver Chris Mears on Innuendo Bingo.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.